I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
that
for
I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father,
I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone. Father, I need you, can't do this alone. I am a living testimony, walking miracle, pinnacle, spiritual. From the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs, you're wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God.
My daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Good morning, family. Good morning. I'm glad someone texted me and said they couldn't hear me. Welcome to, I have myself on mute, but welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E, where we're continuing to discuss Real Talk discussions, current events aimed at discovering the truth, because we want to be free. And yes, we will discuss life, real life issues in and out of our communities with special guests dedicated to discovering the truth and exposing a lot of lies that we're facing. And family, yes, it's time for us to build our confidence to step out the box, our courage to conquer our fears, hope to exceed our expectations, our belief that we can manifest our dreams, and faith to believe in what we cannot see, and to trust to know that there is a higher purpose for our life and to regain our birthrights in God. Amen. And our disclosure, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth, And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man every given opportunity. And yes, family, through works of charity and by actions in love, we know that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And we know that we're going to reach the lost and unsaved of our community, of our city, of our state, of our nation, and then the world. And we believe we can do that with your help. Amen. We're excited to continue this journey of Suicide Prevention Month, September, the month of suicide prevention. We're already halfway through the month. It's the 16th, guys. And before you know it, we'll be crossing over into 2024. But we have a lot of time that we can still come together and partner on awareness. One thing I'm learning about and through suicide is that most of it is a lack of knowledge and a lack of participation and a lack of everyone teaming up to do the right thing. I want to put this number out there. We're going to let this number be known a couple of times throughout the broadcast. 988 is the suicide and crisis lifeline. Again, 988 is the suicide and crisis lifeline. So not only suicide, crisis, things that are going on that you need help. And if you are local and a part of our network, the P2P hotline is 562-413-3710, available at all times. If you get our voicemail, don't worry, we will be calling you back and reaching out to you to get you the immediate assistance that you need. Amen. That goes, I'm talking to my people that I deal with all the time, that we should really be more aware of the things that are going on around us. We were meant to support one another, and that's what we're here, especially P2P Community Development is a 24-hour online, in-person community outreach to fill in the blanks of maybe things that you may be missing in life. So don't neglect to reach out to us if it's something that you are in need of in any area of life. P2P is here for you, and we want to partner with you. I want to share some little information as we go forward. I know we have several of our street reporters on board, and I know they have some information they're going to share about youth suicide, about domestic violence, and how that has led into suicide. And just the state of a person being that way. And we talked last week that, you know, all of us could remember a time. Now, I know we aren't built that way. I'm not built that way. But I can attest that there have been some down times in my life when I had messed up everything, and it looked like that was the only way out. I don't know if you can justify nothing's wrong with me. I don't know, some people can justify that they're okay, but we have to acknowledge that we have had these type of situations in our lives during loss, during incarceration, during the drug game, whether in or out of it, some way or another we've been affected by it. But can you remember that day that you said, man, what am I doing with my life? Let's go deeper into suicide. It's just not taking a razor and harming yourself or a gun or violent things. Some of us are committing suicide by the things that we're eating. It's a slow suicide. Some of us are in a state of suicide because of the things that we're putting inside of us, food-wise, drug-wise, alcohol-wise, and a lot of different anyways. We're slowly killing ourselves, and we look at other people in a judgmental way. I know the church for a long time, the rumor was a person killed themselves can't go to heaven. That's not my call. That's not my call. And I don't want it to be my call. That's God's call. And I know the Bible says that he's not slack to his promises, but his desire is that we all come to repentance. No one knows that last moment in a person's life or at the end of a person's life. But we have to be more aware and have to be willing to listen. So we want to talk about five phases of action steps for communication with someone who may be in a suicidal or just in a down depression way. And this has been researched through hashtag B, the one, two, hashtag B, capital B-E, capital T-H-E, one, capital T-O. We are partnering with hashtag be the one too, that we can be the one too. But we want you also to join in with us in our efforts to know the steps that we can take to help someone who is in crisis. Number one, ask. How? Well, you ask questions. Ask questions like, are you okay? I see something is heavy on you. I can tell that something's going on with you. Now, I want to really, really just explore this because we look at this people who ride in the car with us or the people who come to church with us and are interacting with us daily. But how many people have you ran across just asking a question? And this may not be directed to you because I know it's directed at me, and I'm doing much better because I have the love of Christ, and I'm always trying to share Christ. But sometimes you have to understand just to ask the right questions to know if the person is in need of something that you may be able to help them with. We got to communicate that we're open just to listen or to even acknowledge that we're willing to speak or listen about suicide in a non-judgmental and a very supportive way. See, we got to ask in direct, unbiased manners. We have to open up the door for to effectively dialogue about an emotional pain that someone may be going through, or allow everyone to get involved to see what next steps we could take. Other questions that we can ask is, how do you hurt? How can I help you? Don't ever make a promise that you can't keep. And the flip side of asking is just really listening. Make sure that we hear their answers and we're just not overflowing them with a program or a new book or a new system. We have to be willing to listen that maybe it's not a problem that can't be fixed. If we listen and help them focus on the reasons why this may be coming around and find out what's really going on behind closed doors and what's really going on in their lives. And people want, listen, people want to be heard. The contemplation of suicide is still not the action. People are crying out around us. And if we are going to be really effective, I know we say we all are community outreach. We say we all are 501c3s. We say we are, but are we really being effective? And are we really going to the next level? Our team, I'll just put it out there, our team, we have two on our team already taking suicide prevention classes. I'm going to register. Others are going to register because we want to know what's already been found and what's been researched, that we can follow these steps of asking and knowing that it's through the non-judgmental, supportive way. And we have to trust that the right questions have already been asked, but do not leave a stone unturned of a question that's being avoided. And we have to, I'm going to say this as we go to number two, that we must acknowledge that we're willing to talk about suicide. You have to put the quotes, you have to put the hashtags, you have to put these signs and banners on your pages, on your emails, that you don't know just who may be just a coworker, a correspondent. We're putting that signature. We have our signature now. Thank you for joining us, Pastor E, the website, all that. We're now going to add the flyer of 988 and also 413-3710 for P2P Community Hotline. Number two, we got to be there. And this could be meaning physically or this could be just being one answer away, speaking with people on the phone and being willing to give some free time. And there's many other ways to show support for a person that's at risk. And see, an important aspect of this is to make sure you follow through with the ways in which you say you will. To be a support person means you're not there just for the event. You're there for after the event. And I said this in number one, do not commit to anything that you are not willing to finish. And you may just be the plug. You may just be the connection to someone who is willing to do this and be and to be appropriate. And then again, and being there, listening again is very important during this stuff also. That we find out what and who they believe will be the most effective source to help them. We got to stop just giving people that things that we think that work for us. We have to be willing to listen to people and help them find what they're really looking for. And being there for, listen, being there for someone with thoughts of suicide is life-saving. Increasing someone's connectedness, because most people that have isolated themselves, most people that are loners, they need a connection, and they need a solid connection. Short-term and long-term, that we have people in place that will go forward. But we must be there, and we must step up and be there and know that we're being effective in helping someone fight this disease. Number three, we have to keep people safe. We can't just know something about someone and not be willing to protect them. And yes, every time it's in this arena, we're talking about suicide. We're talking about protecting them from themselves. And we've asked, and now we've been there, and now we've determined that suicide is really being taken serious. So we have to keep them safe and find out who their family is, what medication they may be on. Do they have a plan or a detailed plan? Have they really written down to say what they're going to do? So we know how desperate and how we have to work to keep them safe. And we have to know the answers to the questions, because when you ask a question, you get what? An answer. And when you get an answer, you can make the right decision. And it may take we know this from our own, and I know most of us are in the same generation. But it takes a village to raise one. How many will it take to save someone from themselves? And we have to be willing, as I said, to continue to research and develop. And, you know, there's a myth out there. I read this in one of the trainings that we're doing, that if someone really wants to kill themselves, they'll find a way to do it. That's not an appropriate way to really put safety measures in place. No, if someone wants to kill themselves, they're hurting, they are in pain, they are isolated, and they want help. And we have to be the help for them. Number four, we must help them connect. Not only to us, we must, all the resources that we're gathering here on the Now Network is for the only reason is to share and keep people connected. We're a national broadcast. We know we're being heard in Atlanta this morning. We know we're being heard in Wisconsin this morning. We know we're being heard in the Carolinas this morning. We know we're in Georgia. We know we're in Florida. We know we're in Texas. We know we're up in Seattle, Washington. We know we're all through California. We're a national broadcast. That one person out there that is listening, that needs this, knows that we're here. Not only just Saturdays from 10 to 11, but every day. And we're here to connect with those areas that you need to connect for free. Our resources are not charged. We don't have a suicidal mentor program. We don't have a crisis mentor program where you got to pay $25 an hour or no. This is free information that we are willing to share freely to help someone connect and save their own lives. And number five, we got to follow up. I know these kind of all ran in together because you see they all kind of touch the same bases and they all work together and you must continue to move. But after our initial contact with a person with thoughts of suicide and after we've connected them with the immediate support system they need, we have to follow through to let them know we're still a part of this. We're not just handing you off. Oh, if they don't answer, leave a message. They didn't text back. Text again. Give them another call. Let them know as they see that might, that one ring might be the one moment to say, stop. Send a postcard, you know, something simple, just to say, hi, thank you, I'm still thinking about you. Write me back and be willing to share everything that we are putting out here as much as you can. There's no limit. There's no cutoff. I know there's a September. September is a suicide prevention month. Well, we know it as well as everyone. So if we get caught up in one thing, we are everyday prevention. And that's what this movement has to be. And we're calling on you to come and be a part and join in with us, partner with us to get the word out and to know that support is available for free. And be willing to give freely. Because as we began, it doesn't take a lot a lot of energy to remember that day you were on the edge of that bridge and you were about to jump because it was nowhere else to go. And this could be a metaphor. I know it was a metaphor for me because spiritually I was on the Golden Gate Bridge at the very top and everything. And I had used up every bit of grace, every bit of favor, every bit of allowance, every bit of anything God had blessed me, I had used it. I had abused it and used it all up where I had nowhere to go but to him. And as I was ready to go and say it's all over because it was going to be jumping into hell because if I didn't change my life that day, then my life was going to be condemned in hell. And I called out on the name of the Lord and he answered me. And was I made all white that day? No. Was I made all new that day? No. Was all my depression gone? No. But I had a new lease on life, and I knew that I had to stop killing myself. And I made a choice to follow Jesus. Now, that's what worked for me. And I still remember that day when I was ready to give it all up. Do you? Have you ever had an experience like that? I'm not suicidal. We got to really look at it differently. You know, it's been stereotyped. The suicide is somebody cutting their wrist and or shooting themselves in the head or taking a bottle of pills. How many things do we do daily that is actually about to kill ourselves? Amen. We're getting some difficulties with the broadcast. The recording is over. So if you're not on the broadcast, you can't get on the broadcast. Only those that are in. I was wondering why numbers were down. There is a difficulty in programming. And I hope everything that has been said, everyone has received today. But we want to give an opportunity to hear from our reporters. We have Pastor Terry on board. We have Minister Yvonne on board. And we have Minister Carolyn on board. Welcome her back. Amen. First, we want to go to Pastor Terry. Good morning, Pastor Terry. First of all, we are praying with you and your family.
Thank you.
I'm devastated.
Thank you.
I'm devastated. I'm just devastated.
Yes.
And I know
yes,
you're praying
Pastor.
For me, praying for you.
But
I got to be honest with you. Let me just say this for to you right quick. I just want you to hear this. I'm devastated, sister. And I want you guys to hear me out there because it's not easy to lose family. And they don't have to be direct family. They don't have to be I just spent some time with this beautiful child, and I'm devastated. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
I know my devastation has nothing to do with blaming God, and but sometimes we have to ask the question, what happens when faith runs out?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And I'm devastated
That's
right
true.
Now. But I want you to know we're praying for your family, and we got a word. Oh, I was he was popped me last night for a word for Sunday. If y'all out there, you guys want to listen to the word that God is going to deliver
Amen.
To us on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. But I just wanted you to know, my sister, we are praying for you, for all of you. You're my family. We're praying together. I know you're devastated because I'm devastated. But we're still here
yes.
to share the love of God. And and we love you, and we're praying, and we're there for you, anything we can do in this season.
Thank you, Pastor E, and beautiful family. It's so much appreciated. And Pastor E, as you were sharing some of the steps for us to accept that, I was just telling myself, God, I had to use some of this yesterday and last night, because his little sister and older brother were right there and seen the accident. That he's clinging to life on life support right now, but the prognosis is not good, and we know God's will prevail. As we were speaking on the line, sis just told me our cousin Dee Dee, his wife just left. She just went to be with the Lord too as we were on the call. But I always say, God, you know, he prepares us because he told us the yoke is easy and our burdens are light. So like I was telling him last night, we got to stand firm in our faith in God. Stand strong in love to be there one for another. And I was telling God this morning in prayer, Father, I know that whatever you bring in to me, you have prepared me for it. He has prepared me for it that I can share with the others. Some things we don't want to accept. But I heard somebody say yesterday, why did God doesn't allow nothing to happen? Bad. Accidents happen. But God is still the same good God no matter what. We have to look at the things that come on and bring it. But don't question God on God allows things to happen. No, God loves each and every one of us unconditionally. But Pastor E, those steps you shared, this is something I'm going to have to share with my grandnieces and nephews, because Zariah, she's the oldest of the ones. She was traumatized. She's the oldest girl, but you know, little Dewan where he's at. But she was traumatized last night, you know, and just going and seeing. But those steps, these are things I have to reach out to them. I have phone numbers, and we can Zoom and FaceTime and everything, because you said suicide prevention. And she's an emotional one. We have to ask them, how do they feel? His little sister was telling sis, oh, I seen grandma when they hit him and knocked him up. So, and this is a little six-year-old saying that. So, and she kept looking. I could see the eyes moving and her body movement. They're in a state of traumatic shock. So I told sis, we got to do a lot of one-on-one with them. And I was telling Dewan and Raylan, they may need therapy. When you witness something like that, this is why, you know, the words say we all have to be in Christ Jesus when things happen. Any of us, no matter what age, we have to make sure we're in Christ Jesus. Because, like, not 1 second is promised to none of us. But I'm here praying for my family, praying for all those. Like you said, September is our suicide prevention month. We got to ask people, how are you doing? We have to be nosy. And then we have to be there as that trusted source that they can confide in. They can share their inner thoughts, especially adolescents and youth. what they're going through. Some things they may open to us if we're right there with them, open and honest. Some things that they won't conceal to their parents, you know, reveal to their parents. So, Pastor E, but I thank you guys, and I thank the Now Church, I thank our family, and I thank you for all your prayers, because believe me, I do feel them. So praise be to God, all the listeners on board, all the family on board, keep praising God. Praise him. When they say praise, I'll bring you out. Keep praising God. Amen.
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 Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. But we're going to pray before we
end
this broadcast today. And I know, as I said, something happened in the program, because the show is actually still going, but no one can get in. So you're privy to be in this room with us right now, and really, really, really hear what God is saying. So we're going to pray before we end, Pastor Terry, but God bless you. Thank you so much. I want to go to our next reporter, Minister Yvonne. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today? Oh, wait a minute, wait. Minister Yvonne.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm here.
I'm hitting the wrong button. Good morning.
Good morning. Giving glory and praise to God this morning. I'm very blessed. And Pastor Terry, our condolences and sympathies and prayers with you for this time. And as you were speaking, it is very, very delicate at this time for a child.
Hey, wait. Hold on. I don't mean to cut you out. No. I know y'all think I'm crazy, because I am. But I still believe in healing. There's no condolences yet. He's still down. They were going to, I think, pull the plug yesterday. They were going to pull the plug yesterday, so we were prematurely thinking that. But he's still on life support right now. And until that last breath, I'm still believing in the healing of Jesus Christ. No, it was a very simple mistake. And I know you wouldn't mind me just bringing this up, because we want to be in order with our prayers. I'm still believing.
I believe in miracles.
Yes, I believe in miracles. And so we're still standing on that.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
Yes. So we are going to wake up, and we're going to keep praising him, and he's going to wake up, and he'll be sitting right. He'll be like, I'm hungry. I'm ready to go. And he's going to ask me who won the game. That's exactly what he's going to do when he wake up. So our prayers are with you.
Amen.
And we're going to keep on pushing it. That's how
Amen.
I believe. So, and for your nieces and your grandnieces, and for any little child out there struggling with something, I started this course. I'm one of the persons that are taking the course, and it's called QPR. And the first thing is, you question it. Never be afraid to question. Sometimes it's like flour. You know, should I question it? Should I question it? And if you don't question it and something does happen to that child or that person, you're thinking, why didn't I ask? Then you're going to start doubting yourself. You know, so that's what it's called, question, prevention. So that's our job. That's anybody's job, you know, family, friend, or foe. Especially people would like to say, you know what, I'm not going to help that person. I didn't like him in the first place. God loves all enemies. He loves probably them the best. And I would have anybody, my phone is on 24/7. Anybody can tell you. If I don't answer and you just need to vent, send me a text. I need to vent. So I won't answer it. I won't even listen to it. I'll delete it. But if there's somebody out there that needs somebody, just somebody to listen and not judge them for what they're going through. And like you were saying, Pastor, we're not just picking up a knife or trying to hang ourselves to commit suicide, but we're killing ourselves with even thoughts. The mind is the worst thing, is the self-killing. And drinking and eating the wrong things. And we're like, look, that person, they're killing themselves. But turn around and look, what are you doing? You drinking all that sugar. Your sugar going to go through the roof and go to a diabetic coma. But you're not looking at yourself.
Oh, well.
I'm talking about myself. I'm speaking about myself, too.
I know. That's where we got to really be transparent, you know, is that, you know, we we got to look deeper into killing ourselves and stop it. We got to stop killing ourselves, and so we can be there for someone.
Exactly. They show, they say the statistics in 2030, that female suicide will drop at least 18%. And will increase in male suicide 30% by 2030. And I'm like, why is that? Matter of fact, why should it increase? Why isn't it decreasing? You know, why is the numbers going up? Is it because more people don't want to step up and speak and try to help? Are you afraid of being judged? The only one that can judge you is God.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't want to bring this up because, you know, I know where I stand on this. But sexual orientation is a high cause of suicide on the back end when a person has went through transgender or whatever the case may be, alternate lifestyle, and when that party is over, that lifestyle, which is not natural, will eventually want to go back to what it used to be. And that trauma that happens at that stage is leading people to take their lives because they made a bad decision. They made a bad choice, and now they can't live with it. And I think that falls back on us because we allow so many things to be accepted now. We fall for anything. As the church, we're definitely falling for anything as the government, and then we fall for anything as a people, because we allow anything to go on, knowing it's wrong, and it's going to lead somebody down a difficult road. Now, I am not pro versus anybody. I am a child of God, and I believe in the standards of Jesus Christ. I believe in, but I still believe in people, and I don't believe you've been thrown away because you made that decision. I don't believe you should have to take your life because you made a bad decision, because I said earlier, and I know you can attest, we all have made death-defying choices in life that it's only by the grace of God that we're still here. And so you want to be careful not to alienate anyone, but to also say that don't give up on life because you made a bad decision, and knowing that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, you'll change your life and get your life in order to what he would accept. So I'm glad you brought that up because there's a lot of men, especially with men now, feeling inadequate. And this is real talk, so I'm going to bring it out there. This ED thing, it's real. People think that, you know, it started with a blue pill. Now I go to every store you go to, there's a rack of pills on the wall. I'm like, wait a minute, pills for women, pill for men. So the reproductive and the lifestyle of man and woman is being taken away, and those areas are defeating men. You know, because you mentioned that they're expecting the numbers for men to go up more. Those are some of the reasons that we got to put that out there. Men aren't talking about, you know, when they bring up ED. Well, I got it, man. There's not an ED group. Because we're so prideful, you know, we're so prideful that we wouldn't want nobody to know, you know, that. So there's a lot of things that we can break ground here on and be a part of. And if you heard the thing today that you want to talk about, let me know. We'll talk about it on Real Talk. Go ahead, Minister Yvonne.
There's one thing I do want to say, though. That has brought it to my attention is when you are talking to somebody that has the thought of suicide, thing that you don't want to do is say, well, there's nothing in the world that's going to make me take my life. Well, you got to take under consideration, it's not about you.
Right.
It's about the person that's going through this. Yeah, you might be strong-minded and something like that, but this person needs to hear and know that you're there to listen to what they have to say, because you can't turn the conversation into about you. Yeah, you could be a strong person, but you can gradually get into that conversation and say, you know what? You know, well, let me hear what you have to say. Do you feel that you can hurt yourself? Do you feel that you want to hurt yourself? And then they start talking about it and let them kind of like bring it up and be like, you know what, man? I've been there where you are. I would not allow me to do that. You can't just jump in and say, well, you know what? That's not going to happen to me. And all this, because you can turn them away. And they'll be like, you know what? He's not even listening to me. He made the conversation about itself. And we don't want to do that to that person because that's going to say, okay, you know what? This person's not listening. So why even try to talk to somebody else? So we have to be prepared, and we have to get, that's why we have to take these courses so we can see the signs and prepare and how to handle situations. Because there's different kind of signs and different kind of situations. Because you're going to get that person that look like they already on that edge, ready to jump, and how are you going to handle it? And he's going to be like, yo, man, I'm not you. And then he's going to jump. Then what are you going to do? With the glory of God, we're going to pray that he's going to jump. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to let me speak. And if there's anybody that needs any, like I said, my phone is 24/7. My phone number is 725-300-1016. If you want to pray, if you want to vent, if you want to do any earthing, let me know. We are all here for you. Thank you, Pastor E. God bless.
Thank you, Minister Yvonne. Thank you, Minister Yvonne. And we'll go to our next reporter. Minister Carolyn, welcome back to the Now Network. And I want to give you an opportunity to share what God has been instructing you. Minister Carolyn? I hear her, but I don't hear her. Now, she's still in the hospital, so it may, you know how hospital, you know how phones are in the hospital. You can hear it, but then you can't talk through it. I don't know why all that radiation in that place. Minister Carolyn, are you available? All right, I know she's trying, amen. But if you're out there and you have a question or a comment, concerning anything we've talked about or something we didn't bring up, please dial 1. We want to bring you in and hear your comments and what you may be bringing to the table to help this situation here. If not, we have done great things today. We've delivered some great information. I pray that you've been blessed by what has been shared, but we need your help. We're asking for your help. We're asking for your collaboration. We're asking for your partnership. We're asking that it's not just us shouting here, but you're partnering with us to shout there, and that we can all work out. As I said, I've already seen all six corners of the United States on this broadcast today, and how many more are listening online. And I know you're ready to work. So let's partner, let's gather together, and let's work in saving lives. Amen. As we're closing today, I want to pray today for the young man, my little cousin. I'm gonna call him my cousin because that's my little cousin, and I want to say his name correctly. We were in such a rush yesterday that we were praying for Jaden, and I'm glad we did because Jaden has to be strong in this time. But Jace, we pray for Jace right now that the report of the world is just that, but we're calling out for the report of the Lord. We're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for transformation, and we're praying for peace with his family, and that the sovereign God touches his sister and brother who witnessed this accident and give them a sense of peace. We pray over the family. We pray with the family. We walk with the family today in this time of need and this time of sorrow. That it may be dark now, but joy comes in the morning. So we're going to celebrate morning time together and the light of Jesus and him being able to fix a broken vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Terry that as she is ministering to her family, that you continually strengthen her, Heavenly Father God, that you're giving her all of the wisdom and knowledge that you that you showered on her to be used in this season, that you still are trusted as the mighty God that you are. And we thank you, Lord, for showing up and healing this young man. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that by faith our prayers are being answered, Lord. So we glorify you, we magnify you, and you get all the glory in everything we do. And in Jesus' name we pray, let the church say amen. Truly believe God is doing great things right now, and whatever takes place, we have to accept it and go forward as stronger, willing to save the next life, the next person. Injury of a child is not easy. Everybody has questions now. Why? Woo. No, what we need to do is just stand on God's word and believe in his word that he will perform exactly what we're calling on him to do. And if it's not in Jason's body, it's in Jason's family, that he still gets the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Family, we love you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing you should know, and I want you to know, you are God's greatest miracle. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Start telling yourself, I am God's greatest miracle. Enjoy your Saturday. God bless you. Share the love of Jesus with someone. Come visit us tomorrow at the Now Church California, 10 a.m. Pacific time. We will be live and ready to worship. Love you guys.